Hey, welcome everyone to the Jesus Loving Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Joseph Hall, and welcome to the introductory episode. Today, I have the honor and the privilege of talking with my good friend, Jericho, who's a musician and a very talented musician at that, and a really good communicator. So Jericho, welcome to the show, man.
Man, I appreciate you having me on. I know this has been in the making, I feel like, for 8 years.
Awesome. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah,
I will admit, I struggle with being consistent for a while, and I am going to try and break that right now with this first episode.
No, that's good, because I was scared that I was being inconsistent. I think maybe it was a little bit of both. So, yeah, it, that's something that the Lord works on me all the time, is being consistent and staying grounded in things. And it's a difficult task for me because I'm so scattered brain a lot.
Dude, I'm scattered brain myself. So, man, why don't you share a little bit about who you are, your story, and about your music, or anything you feel like the Lord wants you to share?
Yeah, so my name is Jericho. I live outside of Nashville, Tennessee now. I'm originally from Wauchula, Avon Park, Florida, and my wife is from Okeechobee.
Okeechobee,
your stomping grounds. And yeah, I've been doing music full time for quite a while now, and I continue to do it. I'm more not so much in churches as I used to be. I'm more so out in the world doing music, but still reflecting, you know, God and everything I do. So that's been a challenge and been a new, a new thing for me to learn and, you know, kind of navigate through.
Oh, I can imagine. I remember, for those of you who don't know, Jericho, like, he used to come to our summer camps. He came to one camp in particular. He helped speak, did some shows for our students. I remember your song, what was it, Sin is Swagless, or what was it called?
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. So what's it like up in Nashville right now?
It's kind of warm today, but Nashville is just always just go, go, go. It's crazy how much Nashville's grown, but we live way, way, way out in the country, which I really like. If I need to go to Nashville, I can. But we pretty much stay home. We got like a little mom and pop store in our town, and we just kind of stay to ourselves and enjoy, you know, living out here in the middle of nowhere.
Dude, I love Tennessee. Tennessee is one of my dream states.
Pretty cool, man.
It's beautiful up there.
Yes, it is.
So I know you said that you used to perform a lot in churches. I remember that. I remember you being on tour all over the place in different churches and all that. And I know you said that you do a lot of shows out in the world now. So what does that look like for? I know you being a believer, obviously. So how do you? What I could try to say is, how do you show people Jesus out in the world? I guess you could say through your music. Yeah.
So, well, I'll tell you. So, I don't know if you're even know this, because I've never really posted a whole lot about it. But I actually joined. It's been quite a few years now. I had joined a secular group, and I just felt like it was my mission to be in this group, to travel, to tour, and I just left a few weeks ago. That was my last show a few weeks ago with them, but. You go from being in churches where even if people don't really want to be there, they pretend they do want to be there. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, yeah.
Maybe at the time they don't want to hear from God, but they pretend they do, you know, especially being in the South. I always make it everybody's a Christian in the South. You know what I'm saying? But when you go out into the world, you realize that, hey, there are people that want nothing to do with God. And that's a hard pill to swallow. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's heartbreaking, but I've also learned that I can't be everybody's Holy Spirit like I tried to be, you know what I mean, and convict them about things. That's the Holy Spirit's job and not mine.
And yeah, yeah.
I've got to be the best example I can be, and my life has to show that Christ is in my life. And if it doesn't, then that's when something's wrong with me. And we've literally toured with, or done shows with, I mean, like heavy metal bands, the band Guar, which is pretty you know, pretty rough around the edges if, you know, looking at, but my job is, again, is not to go to them and say, hey, you know, you're going to hell. Don't do this. I feel like my job is to build relationships with people, and through relationships, it may be 7 years down the road that they come to me and like, hey man, you know, that one night you talked to me and da 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 da, and I kind of blew it off. You know, I know what you were saying now, and you know, things like that. And I just, and stay friends with people. And I've caught a lot of flack for that, but those people will tell you that, you know, Jericho is what he said he is. He never wavered in anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I stay friends with them. And a lot of people don't understand that. And that's okay, because maybe that's not some people's calling. But, you know, I love the brokenhearted, because I know I was brokenhearted one time and just totally lost, man, you know? And
I mean, look, and then someone told you about Jesus. Look where you are now.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, at the time I was, you know, buck wild doing my thing. And there was times where I didn't really want to hear about God. I pretended because, you know, I knew that was the thing. But, you know, I ran from God hard and fast. And but, yeah, he's redeeming and he's so merciful. And I'm grateful that I'm able to do music full time and I'm able to love people and share Jesus with them in their brokenness, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And you really think about it, like, there's a lot of people, obviously, there's a lot of broken people in our world, a lot of people that need Jesus. And, you know, it's like one of those things where you see, you're driving down the road, and you see someone with a megaphone yelling, you're going to go to hell, you're going to hell if you don't know Jesus, or the Bible thumping. It, like, how often does that actually reach someone? And I like that you said that you build relationships with those people, because one of the important things for a lot of believers to realize is even those people in heavy metal bands, or even, you know, not outside the music industry, that are lost, they have value in Christ. Like, God sees them and loves them. And I love that you want to reach them by building a relationship with them without wavering in your own faith and being an example, being, you know what, being light in a dark world.
Yeah, and that is the thing I think that we've, and you know, up north it's different, and you've traveled up north some, so you know this too, but the South is, we're so, I think, concerned with the image as far as Christianity goes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the thing to do, it's the thing to gossip, it's the thing to pretend you're better than the next person, and it's really turned me off. For quite some time, and I can understand how people in the world would be turned off by it, because there's a difference in, you know, like, of course, if we're believers, we're supposed to judge each other and go to our brothers if they're in sin and all that, but the world is the world, man. That's what the world is going to do, and that's been something hard for me to swallow too, because I get so angry and so frustrated, but I got to remember, they're the world, man. It's just like with a baby.
Yeah,
our babies are gonna make a mess, they're gonna poop them. they're baby. So, you know, it's different if you got an adult that's capable of taking care of himself and walking around, you know, crapping on the floor for instance. Maybe you know that, and that's the way I've tried to see the world, is a lot of them, dude, a lot of people have never heard about Jesus, bro. Like, they've heard the name, but it's,
yeah,
like, believe, being from the South, but a lot of them have never heard about Jesus, and that's, dude, crazy.
It's crazy you say that, because I literally just read a statistic the other day. I heard from David Platt. He either said it was 40% of the world's population, or like 3.2 billion people are unreached, like have never heard of Jesus, and that there's some people. It's hard for me to fathom that there are people that will be born and grow up and live a life and never hear the name of Jesus. That's just mind blowing, isn't it?
It is crazy. Yeah, that's pretty insane. Because you, how big is Okeechobee?
There's 30,000 plus people, I think, in the county.
How many churches do you think are in Okeechobee?
Oh, I think last time I checked, I think there's over 60.
Yeah, and like, we're so privileged, we just don't understand it, because we,
yep,
privileged. Like, a lot of people will get mad at the pastor. Oh, now I'm supposed to go next door to this church or this church, and you know, in some places that's not the case. Like, that you got a church and you got to deal with it, and we're really, the South is, we're babied, man, as far as a lot of ways.
I mean, think about it. Here in America, we have the right. We can go to church, you know, we can go wherever, even carry our Bible. But like the underground church in China, they're like, I think for a lot of American Christians, they don't see that for some people in the world, they could lose their life by simply going to church.
Right. Exactly. We, you know, we're easily offended with Facebook and social media and get our feelings hurt. And,
oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's definitely different in other countries.
Yeah, dude. What a, I mean, I think you're in a unique place to reach a unique group of people, because if you really think about it, like the people that you're reaching, they have influence over probably thousands of other people. And who knows the domino effect that, you know, that's going to happen if you lead one of these people to Christ and they give their life to Jesus. And next thing you know, they're using their platform to reach more people for Jesus and their connections in that industry. It's just, it's really cool to see the domino effect that could happen with what you're doing.
Yeah, it is. It's just like, you know, if you worked at a big, you know, plant or a big factory, or you know, you go to high school, you get fired up from God and you start sharing Jesus with people and lives are changed in high school. I've seen that happen a lot, you know what I mean? And I wish I'd have been better at that at high school. I was too intimidated by people, but
same here.
Which you, when you grow up, you're like, why was I intimidated? But it's a strange thing. But yeah, man, there's a lot of broken people, man, all over the world. And maybe it's even our neighbors that we don't realize it. And,
yep.
Everybody you share Jesus with is going to accept him. But, you know, I think our job as Christians, I think every Christian should be an evangelist in some way, shape, form, or fashion, whether it's with your life or you're out telling people. And talking about the people with the signs, you're going to burn or go to hell. I've always wanted to ask one of them, like, what the ratio is for people that have been like, you know what, you're right. Let me.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious too.
Yeah.
But I do love the fact that you're reaching through relationships. Because that's where life change is going to happen. Like when you share truth with them, and then, like you said, 7 years from now or whatever, they might be going through a hard time and remember the words that you spoke. And as a result, that might start those seeds that you were planted. God might start watering.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to see what God can do with that. And with that, that's kind of heading in the direction of this. On the Jesus Loving podcast, one of the questions I'm going to ask, since you're the first guest, this question I'm going to ask everyone is, what are you doing with Jesus where you are at? And you kind of hinted that or answered that in some ways already by, you know, reaching the unreached in that industry or whatever. So what else would you say that you're doing with Jesus, like where you're at, I guess, location-wise, where you guys live now in Nashville, Tennessee, and, you know, in the whole music industry?
Well, to be totally honest, location-wise and where we live, I think our population is 800 people.
Ooh, that's tiny.
Yeah, dude, it's real tiny. So in my neighborhood, I'm not doing anything, to be totally honest with you. But as far as, I feel like my mission field is, people in the music business. And I'm trying to build a strong relationship with the community and really get tied into the community well. And a big goal in my life is, I don't care if it's here or Florida or wherever, I just wish, and I'm not just saying this because you're on here, I just wish there was more churches like Word of Life that believed in building other churches, believed in helping other pastors, and wasn't concerned with, oh no, they're going to do this or take a member or whatever that may be.
And yeah.
Really unite, because it don't look good, I don't think, from the world when we, you know, churches can't even come together and worship God, and we're too worried about just silly things, you know?
Oh, no, I agree completely. That's one of the things I'm thankful for More to Life, is there's such a, the elders here, the pastors, they're such loving pastors, and they care for other churches and other pastors. And, it's unfortunate that a lot of pastors are that way, fearful of stealing the flock, so to speak. But, you know, where you're at, you are doing a lot, I believe, with Jesus. Man, you're reaching a group that I couldn't reach. That's for sure. Because one, no one wants to hear me sing. I can't sing. But like, God's positioned you in a unique place to do something unique, and to reach a unique group of people. And I think that's amazing. That the fact that God has planted you where he's gifted you the way he has, and he's using you as a part of the Great Commission to reach who knows how many thousands of people. I mean, it's just amazing. I love to see how God plants people in different places and puts them or gifts them differently and gives them unique abilities and connects them with certain people. Just the one day when we're with the Lord, I think it'll be so cool if he allows us to take a step back and see how, like, the domino effect of sharing the gospel with one person and what happened with that one person. You know what I mean? Like the untold thousands who might come to Christ as a result of you sharing it with just one person in that industry.
Yeah. And it's just the same, you know, somebody witnessed to Billy Graham and look what Billy Graham did. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. A little farm boy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you never know who, you know, you're witnessing to. And the beautiful thing about God and the relationship with God is it's the best thing ever. I'm telling you, like, the Bible is the biggest underdog story in the world because God chooses the less than, the have-nots. He doesn't choose the strongest. He doesn't choose the smartest. He makes them into that. He don't call the qualified. He qualifies the called.
Amen to that.
Dude, it's a beautiful thing, man, because
absolutely
best at anything. You know what I'm saying? And God's used me and such a way that I'm beyond blessed, and you know, I'm just thankful that I have an opportunity to share God. And I think about this a lot too, is, you know, sometimes when you're around people and they're like, you know, you kind of feel like intimidated, like, oh man. But you know what, grown men draw face paint on their face and go to football games and yell here. It's like, I can tell people about God, you know what I mean? Like,
yes, I agree with you completely, you know, like, man. So true.
So, yeah, don't be discouraged or intimidated by people. Just, you know, the Holy Spirit will speak through you, and it might be someone at a grocery store or whatever, but God will definitely use you.
Yeah, and it really comes down to being obedient when he tells you. So, yeah, that's amazing, man. So, going in another direction really quick, if you would, before we wrap, a couple questions that, you know, are not really associated with the rest of the podcast, I guess you could say, just so people or listeners can get to know you a little bit better.
Sure.
We'll start with, I have three questions. First one is, what do you love to eat? Like, what's your favorite restaurant?
Dang, that's hard to say. I love seafood. Cheesecake Factory, probably, if I had to narrow it.
Oh, dude, they got the best cheesecake. My wife loves their red velvet cheesecake there.
That's, dude.
That's so good. All right, well, what? So you love Cheesecake Factory. All right, so what is, what's your favorite hobby to do, like, outside of music?
Dude, this is weird. collecting, I like collecting vintage toys, dude, from the 80s, man.
Dude, you know what? I remember you posting, like, one time I think it was a Ninja Turtle or something.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, who knows how much those vintage toys would be worth one day. Never know. Dude, so one of my hobbies as a kid was I collected Pokemon cards.
Ah.
So we used to trade them at recess. Anyways, I had a Charizard card.
Do you still have it?
No, I sold it, but the reason why I sold it is because someone told me, well, they just had one that sold for, I don't know, how many hundreds of thousands of dollars. But theirs was a first edition. Mine was not. And it had a few scuff marks in here and there on it.
Yeah.
So it was only worth about $200. So I sold it on eBay. But I only paid like a couple bucks for the pack back in like, what, early 2000s?
Right. Yeah.
But yeah. So, all right. So you love vintage toys. What is your favorite movie?
Wow. I got like my top three. Fried Green Tomatoes.
Okay.
The Passion, but I can only handle watching The Passion every so often.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. And then I'm a sucker for Christmas movies. So Home Alone or Christmas Vacation.
Dude, Home Alone. Hey, I don't know if you've seen the new one that came out. Was it called Home Sweet Home Alone or something like that?
It wasn't bad. You know what I mean?
I will say this. It was better than the third one.
Yes, and the fourth one.
Yeah. But by far my favorite was the original, the first one.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely a Christmas movie fan with you. Well, at least now we know if any listeners are ever in your area, they can either A, buy you a vintage toy, take you to the Cheesecake Factory, or
come over.
Watch Home Alone with you. Yeah. Awesome. Well, man, why don't you share, before we pray, why don't you share how the listeners can connect with you and maybe even purchase your merchandise or your music or anything like that?
Yeah. So pretty much all my social media, if you just type in pray, P-R-A-Y, the symbol for Jericho, J-E-R-I-C-H-O, my stuff will pop up. And then my website is jerichomusic.com. And that has everything in there, whether it's, you know, Pandora, Spotify, Apple, website, whatever you want. It's all there. Merch, all that good stuff. So yeah, jerichomusic.com.
Awesome. So if you're listening, you want to check his stuff out, I encourage you to go look him up, follow him on social media, even buy some merchandise to support him. So man, if you would you pray for our listeners? Pray, you know, maybe we have some people in the music industry listening, or aspiring musicians, or Home Alone fans just like you and I.
Yeah.
But if you would you go ahead and pray for those listening?
Yeah, for sure. Lord, we just come to you in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, that we're able to talk and share about you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that if anyone's listening today, Lord God, that they don't know you, that they'll reach out to a pastor or to a friend that's a Christian, a believer, Lord God, and build a relationship with you, Father. And we thank you for Aaron and his obedience, Lord God, and I pray that you continue to bless this podcast. And continue to let it grow, Lord, in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah.
Everyone, that was Jericho, my good friend Jericho, up in Nashville, Tennessee. So if you're in that area, maybe you should look him up. If you want to support or look up more info about this podcast, you can go to jesuslovingdad.com/podcast. That's where you can find the latest episodes. You can subscribe. And if you're listening, would you go on that iTunes or wherever you're listening to podcasts and go ahead and drop us a rating and a review? Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the very first episode of the Jesus Loving Dad, the Jesus Loving Podcast. Also, those listening, you're going to notice as we continue on doing more and more episodes, hopefully we'll get better at this. But anyways, thank you everyone for tuning in. God bless you.